back, everybody, to the greatest music NFT podcast show. I am your host, Beaks Vibe, and this is your number one source for all things Web3 and music NFTs. And welcome back to a brand new week, everybody. I hope you are enjoying your summer. I know it is hot as she over here in Los Angeles. We are definitely in the heat of the summer, so I hope everyone is enjoying their time. There has been some interesting news in crypto and Web3 this past week. So we have a couple headlines to buzz through this week. So we will start with the least significant and get to the most significant for this episode. So starting off, first but not least, is Twitter renaming or soon to be renaming their company name to X. So Elon's hinted at this for a long time. But yes, it is true. The rumor report is now confirmed that Twitter is rebranding and renaming to X. So soon, all of the birds and Twitter birds and all that stuff will be completely gone and rebranded to something much more, you know, just whatever, X. XI or whatever the company new name that Twitter is going to be known as. So yes, that's in the news. Just thought I'd get that out of the way since that's, big stuff since we do seem to be pretty Twitter-centric with our content over here at the Greatest Music NFT Podcast Show. So felt like I had to at least throw that in honorable mention. You know, another thing I wanted to talk about is, you know, I put out a tweet the other day and I have dusted off what I was once working on and considering as my debut music NFT project. So I thought that was pretty exciting. I mean, not too exciting. There's no plans. I'm not announcing anything just yet, but it is fun. You know, I've been pretty busy with some big life changes all of this year in 2023. And so not being a working active music producer anymore is my day job. It was, you know, creating music really got put kind of to the side. And so having this podcast has really been kind of the outlet that I've used personally to just kind of stay up to date with just everything within music. I mean, in terms of the traditional music industry, but also everything in, you know, Web3, music NFTs, all this stuff. So it's really been my anchor just to keep me with, you know, engaged with the content because I've wanted to be engaged with the content and I still am passionate about the music industry, you know, as a whole. So I thought it was exciting that I found some time to myself and I was like, man, you know, I'm really like itching to make some music, just to work on some music again. So I was listening to some of the stuff I had been working on that I stopped like in my tracks on and was like, you know what, let me pick some of this stuff up again and see if I can't make something out of it. And so, yeah, we're just going to see what happens. I don't really know what I'm going to do yet, you know, still thinking, just kind of plotting and scheming, but, you know, just having fun creating music again. And I think that's pretty exciting just to kind of have fun making music and not feel like it's this task. You know, sometimes when you try to make something into your job, it takes some of that fun out of it. So, you know, being able to have some fun with making that music again is definitely going to be cool. And I think it's really going to be fun to just experiment with music NFTs again. And that kind of segues into my next little headline that I'm going to buzz through, which is one of the most popular platforms out there in the music NFT world. And for all of my music NFT listeners, I'm sure you will be familiar with this name, but Sound.xyz. They have been a well-known music platform. And really it's because they got, you know, some major headline and major attention during the 2021 kind of NFT bull run craze. For a couple of reasons. One, music NFTs was kind of this new exciting thing at the time and everyone was kind of searching and building. And so if someone was like working on like a music NFT project, I was like, oh, okay, like what's it all about? And then Sound.xyz was one of the projects that had like serious venture capital funding. So they had Andreessen Horowitz or A16Z as their venture capital partners that had funded them and gave them some serious, you know, runway to create something. So that was like the cool thing of Sound.xyz. The not cool thing about Sound.xyz and kind of what they've become infamous for within kind of the Web3 music culture is that they've been a very kind of hand-picked, cherry-picked private release only platform. So they have not been open to the public. So they've been very kind of private, and, you know, they always kind of had put it out there like, oh, like, well, you can, you know, submit your work to maybe get chosen or like this or that or whatever. But it really pretty much felt like to most people that you really had to just be on the inside track. You just had to know somebody or somebody had to know you, or else there was just like not a chance in hell that you're going to get on that platform. So it was like, on one hand, you're like trying to celebrate this thing that seems to bring some like notoriety and has some like real serious money behind it. So you're like, okay, well, I kind of want to support that. But then on the other hand, you're like, well, I can't even like participate in this thing that I'm trying to like act like I'm like in favor of. So it felt a little weird. But long story short, they have finally, Sound.xyz, opened up to the public. So I think with an additional fund from A16Z, or an additional investment, they have now opened up to the public. And so I'm going to dive much deeper into the Sound.xyz situation in a later episode. Might be next episode or in the next couple. I want to do a little bit more of my own due diligence, but I think there's some good things. You know, I am fond of Sound.xyz, but I also was a little frustrated with them too, just because it felt like there's nothing I could really do with them. You know what I mean? So it was just this thing where it's like, okay, yeah, like that's cool, but for those like who can use it, and it just felt like it was this kind of inside club and, you know, you just weren't in it. So, but great to hear that they're finally open to the public. But then I'd love to, you know, I want to dive deeper into like the business model. What does that mean? And, you know, we've talked about this once before, but there is this fear of oversaturation almost already in the music NFT world. And I think that's just a symptom of the product of what music is and how easy it is to make music. I mean, that's really what it is. Making music isn't hard anymore, right? Like, it's not challenging. It's not difficult. Like, you can brag about the fact that you can make a beat and record a song essentially off an iPhone today. So this idea of what it means when people say they're working in the quote unquote studio, you know, that doesn't carry the same weight of what it used to mean back in the day. And not to try and frown down on like the home recording situation, because I'm all for that. But I'm just saying, like, you know, we can't, it's all this kind of hypocrisy, kind of contradiction stuff of like wanting this high value bar of music, but then, you know, it's like you can make 20 beats a day or you can make a bunch of songs in a day, and it's like whatever. So it's still this interesting dichotomy and interesting debate, because I did put out a poll the other week, or just last week, asking, you know, what do you think the price of a music NFT should be? And I had given four options. I said free, $5, $50, and $500 as the options. And interestingly enough, no one chose $50. Some people chose $500, some people chose $5, and some people chose free. And I think that kind of perfectly exemplifies the great divide. People think it either should be very expensive, almost like fine art like style, right? So that would be like the $500 or even more expensive, you know, than that. And then on the other hand, you have, well, it should be affordable, quote unquote, right? Like, it should be economical. It should be $5, or it should be free. Like, so it's like, it should either be this like, you know, high art collectible, or it should be this very affordable, very economical, nearly cheap, let's say, or nearly free, let's say. And that's essentially where web, you know, quote unquote, web 2 music went, right? Like, it went from the album to the 99 cent store to, you know, a fraction of a penny of a royalty with a stream. So you can kind of see these like interesting parallels between the web 2 music, you know, business model ecosystem and the way that this web 3 music ecosystem's opening up. So I bring that up because that's why I think it's interesting that Sound.xyz is opening up also, because I think that's probably one of the fears they might have. I mean, quite honestly, I think part of what built Sound.xyz up just a bit was the fact that they were so private in this insider club, and it was like, well, I can't get in. And then, you know, that created this perceivable scarcity of like, man, this platform only is for like, you know, the quote unquote made it Web3 artists, and I need to be part of that community. And so it kind of created this narrative within the culture that this was like a go-to, like premier ecosystem. And hopefully it stays that, right? Like hopefully that is like what it's, you know, becomes and what it stays and what it shoots for. But when you do open your, you know, platform up to the masses and you're not in control of what music, you know, subjective to how, you know, the quality bar, you know, is on there, next thing you know, you become the next, you know, audience with all kinds of intellectual property, copyright infringement, or you become the next, I can't think of what their platform was, but, you know, they shut down like last year. We had mentioned them in an honorable mention in a previous episode, but the name escapes my mind for now. But, you know, the last thing I wanted to talk on this week is what was really the most exciting news, and I can't believe I'm getting to it this late in the episode, is the big XRP versus the SEC court case that the judge deemed that XRP is not a security. And this is huge, huge news because it has wide and far ramifications for all of the crypto industry. And, you know, this court case has been going on for 3 years. So even before really the bull run started, you know, all of 2021, you know, XRP was already taking the SEC to court because they wanted to create the precedent for the benefit of the crypto industry as a whole, that they were not a security. And one of the, like, very kind of main caveats that was, you know, the SEC was trying to make this case kind of built off of was that if a security was sold and bought on a secondary exchange, that that was going to be considered, or that would deem it to be a security. And the judges ruled that that is not the case. And so even just in that language that I just described it in, you can imagine how that's very big news, because if that was the rationale or the, you know, legal precedent for why XRP was deemed a security, I mean, all of crypto is bought and sold on secondary exchanges, not to mention music NFTs are too. So if this was going to be deemed a security, it was going to have major, major ramifications for all of crypto and all things even auxiliary to crypto, such as music NFTs, where it's not even about this kind of specific token, but it's about, you know, this underlying asset that you're trying to buy access to, which is the music NFT itself. So the fact that XRP has been deemed not a security, specifically saying that it is definitely not a security due to the fact that it is bought and sold on secondary exchanges, is great, great news for crypto enthusiasts all around the world. So joy around the world to that, joy to the world for that. And yeah, so I think I'm going to leave it there. You know, I want to keep this short and sweet as I promised my dear beloved audience, but there was some exciting stuff happening this week. So like I said, I'm going to dig deeper into sound.xyz, but wanted to get the headline out because they just announced it last week that they are now open to the public. So if you're just hearing about them or don't know them too well, go check them out. You'll find them. I believe in you. Good news for XRP. Good news to me, dusting off my music NFT project, seeing what I want to do with that. And yeah, that's it. So if you're not already, make sure you are following the podcast on Twitter. Our handle is at TGM NFT Pod. Of course, you know that's short for the greatest music NFT podcast show. You can follow me at Beaks Vibe on Twitter. As you know, I'm posting the Avatar Beaks video version on my Twitter. So if you want to see the video format of this podcast, follow me there. But you can also catch the videos posted on YouTube. You can also follow us on TikTok. And you can also listen to the podcast anywhere podcasts are streamed for free. So you know that Spotify podcast or Apple podcast, Google podcast, all that good stuff. So we try to be where you are and make it easy on you. So that's it, folks. Thanks for listening if you're still tuning in. And I will see you same time, same place next week. Peace.